This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, our Thursday morning edition, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe, too. Now, to everyone who's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of who you are, where you are, and what you're doing, thanks so very much to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, to our FedEx, to our UPS, to our bulk mail center delivery drivers hauling the mail, especially to John and the crew and Felix. We appreciate everything you guys and gals are doing, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers, too, out there all around the countryside delivering the packages that need to get delivered. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. And we're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on True Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. Get you in over there. Now, don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can go over there and take advantage of all the different things we have to offer over there. And you can even hear some of the contributors to the show over there with their podcasts and whatnot. And one of them happens to be right here, right now. It's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There you go. Yep, there you go. And it is a beautiful day in the morning over here. Let's see what we got for temperature. We got 72 on one side of the building, and we've got 71 on the other side of the building. So there you go. Not a bad morning.
Not bad at all. We're holding at 58 degrees, but we're warming up a little bit, Captain. We're coming up on the end of the mid-70s now, and maybe 80s, maybe even a 90 as we hit the weekend.
Well, that wouldn't be bad. You can stand out there and sweat.
Right.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we underline and accentuate those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, this is where we left off, and this is where we're going to pick up. We talked about the Mississippi River flooding, which is prompting evacuations and some sandbagging. It happens every year at this time, and there's some other areas where it's going to be flooding, too, because of the record snowfall they've had to the north.
Well, that's exactly right, yes.
So we wish everybody well, and heed the warnings when you get them, because they mean what they say when they say you got to turn around, don't drown, and all this other stuff, right?
That's right. Well, the water's got to go somewhere, and it's locked up in the snow, but it's melting. That's the thing.
Yeah, and downriver it goes. By the way, the Montana House did something interesting. They banned a transgendered lawmaker from the 2023 session, and this is the same person that apparently stirred up all the trouble they had in the state house when the people busted into the Capitol and protested. This was the same person that led them.
Well, this is in Montana, you're right, and this is a lawmaker named Zoe Zephyr.
Yeah, there's one.
Has been banned from participating on the House floor for the remainder of this 2023 legislative session. Now, here's the thing, though. Obviously, it's being reported as a transgender lawmaker is being banned, but this is a lawmaker that's being banned because this person had said to the other lawmakers that if they didn't vote the way that she liked them to vote or thought, that there would, quote, be blood on their hands,
right,
unquote. So here you have a case of a lawmaker making an inappropriate kind of comment statement, you know, to the other lawmakers. I don't know that it matters per se if somebody's transgender or not, because anybody who would make such a kind of a statement as this would probably face the same kind of the same kind of consequences. But she's also saying too that the legislatures or the House Speaker there in Montana is trying to, quote, drive a nail in the coffin of democracy, end quote, by making her, you know, be banned from this area here now. So it's stay tuned, obviously. But it's unfortunately a real sign of the times of how things work out. But you have to have some kind of decorum, especially in what you say, because if anybody were to say stuff like that, they might face similar consequences.
Well, we have to ask the question again, because in Sudan, there are a number of countries that are moving to get their people out of the Sudan. And it looks like as if Sudan is rapidly turning into another Afghanistan.
Well, that could very well be because of the kind of violence that we're seeing, and then whoever is going to quote be in charge after that, it's not going to be a good thing overall.
Nope. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Okay, folks, we'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to check in with Chris Markowski here because he's going to take us to break. So, Mr. Have at it. Hope you're feeling better today. We'll be back with more.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listen to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Okay, we will do that. We'll join the Captain's Army because I can think of no better place to be when we're on the radio than right here participating in the program and listening to the comments made in the chat room by the folks as well as the phone calls. And if you want to participate, the number is simple. 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600 if you want to opine. Now, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow. MyPillow is just amazing what they're doing right now. They are helping people save money in a big way on their products. Now, everybody knows sooner or later, you're going to need a pillow. You're going to need some towels. You're going to need some sheets. You're going to need some slippers. Might need a mattress or two. And you probably are going to need some pajamas. Well, that's just the base list items, and they got them all. They got them all over at MyPillow. Best part of it is you can save a lot of money right now on those products. Now, buy one, get one on the pillows all over the place. Buy one, get one on other things all over the place. Website is MyPillow.com. Your promo code is going to be the word Captain. Captain is your promo code. That will get you the savings on everything that we're talking about here. And you can just shop till you drop, literally, and spend money and save money at the same time and feel good about what you're doing. A lot of this stuff you've needed for a while, and here it is, right in your lap. So check them out online, MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Product code is Captain. And if you want to call them up and talk to a live person, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. Give them a call or check them out on the web, mypillow.com. Promo code will always be the word Captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, you know, China's Xi managed to have a conversation on the telephone with the Ukrainian President Zelensky. How would you like to have been a fly on the wall for that one?
Well, yes, of course. It certainly is significant. We understand that the Chinese government gave a readout of the call, where evidently President Xi is talking with Zelensky and wants to, continue or begin some kind of negotiations, between the Russians and the Ukrainians. So this is a little bit weird only because, Captain, you know, it seems that China is pretty much in the tank for Russia, but China at the same time wants to establish itself as a major player in terms of global leadership. And by doing that, they want to kill two birds with one stone, at the same time supplant the United States as the global leader, especially those who anybody would look to the United States to help end some kind of conflict through negotiation. So, you know, this is all just for President Xi.
Yeah, and the other thing is we have the Supreme Court, which has been pretty much chided by some on the political left, pushing the Supreme Court for a new code of conduct bill. And they wanted to have Chief Justice Roberts come and testify as to what might or might not be able to be done in terms of an ethics change in rules at the Supreme Court. And, of course, what they're doing is that's all about Clarence Thomas, the justice there, correct?
Right, yeah. Thomas has been under fire recently, yes.
Yeah, well, they think they got something, but nobody's charged anybody with anything, so they got nothing, as the story goes. But in the meantime, the Chief Justice, John Roberts, turned down a request to testify at the Supreme Court Ethics Committee hearing, and that solved that problem right there. That's it. End of story. No more discussion.
Well, that's right. And don't forget, too, we're talking about the Supreme Court. That is a one of the co-equal branches of government here. So, you know, let's talk about separation of powers.
Yeah, so I guess they're done with that. And they'll just have to go back and do whatever it was they were planning on doing to begin with, I guess.
Yes, in other words, it'll die down perhaps for a little bit, but then I'm sure we haven't heard the last of it.
Now, our Senator Rick Scott is proposing a new bill at the federal level arming all the officers, security and or police, that are serving in our U.S. schools across the country.
Well, again, I mean, these kinds of steps, you know, certainly would help. Now you'll hear some people say, well, we don't want to turn our schools into prisons. Nobody's turning schools into prisons, and arming security officers would not do that. In fact, it's the opposite. You're trying to keep the criminals from getting into the school, as opposed to, you know, in other words, the analogy just breaks down. But certainly, Captain, and what we know from what happened recently at the Covenant School, the attacker had surveyed other areas, other targets, and concluded the security was too much for them. And this is unfortunately why they picked that particular location that they did attack. So security does matter.
Yeah, and the place that they attacked did not have armed guards.
Exactly.
They had guards, exactly, but they just weren't armed.
Well, our first foremost thing to do when it comes to school in these modern days is to first protect the children and the students, you know, whatever kind of school we're talking about. That has to be priority number one at this point. Everything else flows from there, because if they're not safe, it's a non-starter.
I agree. I agree. So we'll see what happens. And again, our Senator Rick Scott has made the proposal. We'll see if it goes anywhere. If it does, and I think it just might, it'll be interesting. Now, will the president sign a bill like this? Probably not. But if they have it veto-proof, we'll see.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, moving along, it's been reported that our Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, used his personal email when he was conducting conversations back and forth with Hunter Biden.
Yeah, we're not surprised about that. Of course, that it begs the issue. What other things are happening in Blinken's personal email, for one thing? So here, this is Hillary Clinton 2.0. I mean, you know, I suppose now he can redact anything he wants to, if in fact it ever does get investigated, and say, well, I was scheduling yoga, scheduling yoga sessions, for all these other emails that I have. But here's just a few I have on Hunter, and they're innocuous.
Now, for those that haven't heard, the House did pass the debt ceiling bill, and, they passed it by two votes, 217 to 215. It will be going onto the Senate. It may or may not get passed there. We don't know yet. There's a possibility it will. There's a possibility it won't, right?
Right, yeah.
So what do you think?
Well, you know, it's the American people want some movement. They I don't think they just want Biden to simply dig in and say, nope, nothing's going to change, because the American people understand that the debt is, you know, so far out of control that something does have to change. And a little bit of spending cuts over years, by the way, they're not just happening tomorrow, they're happening over a span of time, is not going to produce the apocalyptic nightmare that Karine Jean-Pierre told us about the other day from the binder. So it just doesn't work that way. But who knows? There could be some debate in the Senate. They could send back a changed version and try to harmonize it with the House. Anything's possible, but I'm afraid that everybody will just dig in. The Democrats will dig in on this.
Why would you or anybody ever want to take the word of Karine Jean-Pierre on anything?
Well, but when she speaks forth from the sacred binder. She speaks the sacred words of the sacred binder. And so she's merely a conduit. Merely a conduit.
Yeah, the secret words of the secret binder. Okay, I love it. I love it. All right, hold that thought. Bottom of the hour coming up, folks. Everybody will get a chance to pay some bills, and you'll hear some local news and weather and whatnot, and we'll be back right after that. This is the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com, and it is a Thursday morning. I'll be back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he sees no problem with President Biden's age.
His age is excellent. We need the wisdom. We need the skill set. We need the experience. you know, this president has navigated us out of these difficult times.
It comes after the president announced he would be running for re-election in 2024. Meantime, Biden says he feels good and he's excited about the challenge ahead. Aaron Rodgers is excited to try and return the New York Jets to the playoffs for the first time in more than a decade.
I'm here because I believe this. I believe in this team. I believe in Coach Sala. I believe in the direction of Joe Douglas. Obviously, he's drafted really well the last couple of years.
The Jets introduced the future Hall of Fame quarterback on Wednesday after trading to get Rodgers from the Packers. Rodgers spent 18 years with Green Bay, winning a Super Bowl there. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care .com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And you know, the great thing about them is they really care about you and about your problem. I know I've been going there. I'll be going there again on Monday. I go every week. And they take care of my foot, my leg. They changed the bandage that needs to be changed because I do have a healing wound. Well, actually, I got two of them, one on each leg. And this is what happens when you develop certain conditions that only they are able to help you with. And ladies, I know you have a problem being around men that are prodding and sticking and shoving and grabbing and this, that, and the other. Well, these podiatrists, two of the podiatrists at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, are women. and they're very good at what they do. And they are professionals. Nobody more professional than these two gals. One of them was in the military, and she learned her trade there. And she really knows how to address anyone who has got the military way about them and knows the procedures and all that. She knows them, too. So check them out online, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, or give them a call at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. And don't forget, you can also schedule an appointment. And wherever you're at, however you get there, you're going to like the way you'll be treated and the way they'll handle your case. Everybody is individual. Everybody's different. They know it, and they know you know it. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, Mr. Kyle, how are you?
Doing great, Captain.
All right, well, let's continue to do great and talk about something here. We just got done talking about Anthony Blinken and how he used personal email to communicate with Hunter Biden, which is rather ridiculous in my opinion. But now you've got these senators jumping all around trying to push this new SCOTUS code of conduct bill, and they're coming across like as if they're a bunch of tinker toy cadets, if you will. There's a word for you. Tinker toy cadets with what they're putting forward, which, again, some of it has no bearing in what's going on.
Well, right. Exactly. And again, getting back just briefly to the Anthony Blinken issue, I mean, obviously, again, it begs the question of other kinds of things that we might not know about, especially if you're not using your official, state.gov address.
Yeah. Now, I'll bet that you might not have known about the Hunter Biden's lawyers and the fact that we were told they were going to meet with the Department of Justice lawyers, right?
Right, right.
And we haven't heard a word until now, right?
Right.
Well, guess what? They met yesterday with Hunter Biden's lawyers. We don't know what was said. We won't know what was said. But how would you like to have been a fly on the wall for that one?
Well, certainly. Of course, you know, since 2018, this investigation about Hunter Biden has been going on.
Uh-huh.
It's been slow walked. That is a mild way of putting it. But now, Captain, because the GOP-led House is able to conduct their own investigation, interview witnesses, and break news, basically, about this, it does sort of mean that something has to move forward with this investigation. So whether or not he'll be charged, whether or not they, just complete total speculation on my part, whether or not they're looking at, well, what can I plead to? Right? What can we do to make this stop might be what they're talking about.
All right, let's go to the telephone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Matt. This is David from Sandusky.
How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. I just wanted to express a comment about where they were talking about, where you were talking about that transgender stuff on the radio, that they're going to have the blood. She was complaining of saying the blood was going to be on those other people's hands.
That's the gal in Montana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Biblically speaking, if the blood is on anybody's hands, it's on their hands.
Yeah, of course.
But they don't understand that.
Oh, they understand it. They just don't want to tell you.
Huh. I'll tell them straight up. I don't care what they got to say.
All right, well, that's Montana, so you'll have to go there to say it. But I'll tell you what, they're in the wrong state saying the wrong stuff.
Yeah, I'm in Michigan.
Yeah.
A lot of the politicians here in Michigan go for abortion, too. which I believe that's just straight up murder.
Well, it can be, and it all depends on, you know, first of all, if you've got any religion at all in you, you have to understand what abortion is. And if you don't, then you won't. So that's where some of this is going. That's why we tell people that we need to go back to Judeo-Christian values, which is what our country was founded on.
Yeah, I'm a born-again Christian minister. I became a minister like 8 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So if they don't want to take the word,
all right,
well, I'll just start telling them about the founding fathers.
All right. Well, good for you. I'm glad to hear that. And, Pat, and we're going to go and continue on there. But thanks for the call, my friend.
Have a blessed night, Matt.
Yes, sir, I will. Okay, what do you think there, Kyle?
Well, certainly, the issue, especially where the abortion issue is concerned, this traverses over both voting constituencies, even in Republican and Democrat parties, of course. And the only way to actually affect a real change are changes of heart, in my opinion. And otherwise, I think the Democrats will continue to be able to capitalize on abortion ad infinitum. This is their winning issue, whether they're running Joe Biden or Gavin Newsom or Mickey Mouse. It's going to be abortion.
Okay, so the United Nations Security Council is set to condemn the Taliban's crackdown on the Afghan women. I don't think anything is going to happen there. That's me, personally. And I don't know that anything could happen there because they're just going to tell the United Nations to just butt out.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it's, and I'm not trying to be flip here at all, because obviously the plight of women and girls in Afghanistan is atrocious. This is the 21st century. You have other people who evidently are still living in the 10th century or worse. This is not funny, but obviously, Captain, I'm sure that there'll be a very strongly worded condemnation of this.
Yeah.
But it's got to be more than that.
And shame on the UN, because where have they been up until now? You know, everyone's entitled to an opinion. Some points of views are so appalling that they just meet the greatest possible disdain. And, you know, this report, what they've been doing with the women and worse, the minors that continued in this, of all the different things we've been hearing. I mean, it's beyond reproach. It's just unbelievable.
It truly is. And, it's hard to believe that here we are in the 21st century and we still have these kinds of things happening on planet Earth. It's just unconscionable.
Well, it is, and you are right, and we'll be taking a break. Let's see, here comes the music. I can hear it now. We're going to be taking a break, so Kyle, you'll hang on, and folks, when we come back, we'll be taking a look at the roads again, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, so don't you go anywhere. I shall return with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren is my guest.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
Always. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you.
was jealous again.
Yeah. John Kyle, what do you think? You giving that about an 85 to dance to?
Well, sure. Sounds good.
Should we go 90?
Well, why not?
Yeah, we'll go 90. We'll give that a 90 to dance to. And it's just a good old rock and wake up song in the middle of the night. And here we are. And I know a couple of guys just grabbed a couple more gears and took off a little faster down the highway after that one. All right, Mr. Kyle, what's going on out west? And I do see some rain right now along the California-Nevada line.
Well, that's right. I believe that there is, and we're checking out the radar map here. It's not showing up a whole lot, but definitely you want to be aware of that. We do see, though, a dense fog advisory, if you're coming out of Denver heading east, and if you're heading along Interstate 70, just before you get to the border with Kansas, you got a dense fog advisory that goes on over into Kansas as well, so be aware of that. We continue to see the warmer temperatures starting to prevail, Captain, in the west, meaning that there can be a lot of snow melt, especially up in northern Nevada along I-80, and then even over on the other side of the border into California, up north towards Susanville, and then down south towards Mammoth Lakes. You can still have a lot of that snow melt happening. We have the same basic story in southern Idaho as you come down from Idaho Falls and Pocatello on your way to Utah. So be careful of that. Winter weather advisory in effect. This is going to be west of Interstate 25 in northern Wyoming, and then also just southeast and east of Helena, Montana, you've got a winter weather advisory happening this morning. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, I'm going to go first to the south, and I'm going to go to Louisiana and right along the Texas line, and let's see here. That would take in I-10, and it would also take in over to Lafayette, Louisiana. That's as far as we go right now, inside Louisiana. We do have some heavy rain going on over there. Looks like there's a thunderstorm or two in the mix. No severe weather at the moment in that area. Probably you'll hear about it as we approach the daylight and the sun gets involved in the situation. And we might have some storms out in front of it coming towards Mississippi and Alabama and possibly even the panhandle of Florida if that continues on the same track, which is due east from where it is right now. Now, that's that end of it. Kyle mentioned fog. He mentioned fog coming out of Colorado going right there to Kansas, right there, Goodland, Kansas. And it runs about 75 miles east of there, dense fog, and it's about 35 to 40 miles deep north-south. So that's what you got to deal with there, north and south of Interstate 70, as well as along Interstate 70. So be careful there. Now, moving up into the upper peninsula of Michigan, up above Duluth, you have a winter storm watch up there, which is what we're looking at the moment. And we also, moving on down into Michigan, the east side of Lake Michigan, about halfway up over towards the east side of Michigan, over where the thumb is, AM 660, where David called in from. He's listening to us up there on that station. You've got a freeze warning, a hard freeze warning. And that continues right along the lake, all the way to Erie, Pennsylvania tonight. And it goes out in front of Erie and goes all the way over to Snowshoe. So that's what you got going on there. You have a frost warning in Illinois from Chicago and just over the line in Wisconsin on down to probably 50, 60 miles south of Chicago. That comes straight across. That would be I-70 down there. That comes straight across I-70 through Indianapolis, through Columbus, and over into the lower part of Pennsylvania, as well as looks like we're got some of 64 covered in West Virginia right now. It's kind of moved around a little bit, so you're going to get some cold weather down there. You're also going to see some fog, patchy fog, from Nova Scotia down to Long Island and It'll skipjack around there till you get to Jersey. Then it'll be Apache again. You'll pick it up again around Delaware. And we do have some wind tonight coming in off the ocean right there, North Carolina. And, of course, it's going to be from about Wilmington down to just about down to Savannah, Georgia tonight with the wind. So that's what we're looking at here. And Mr. Kyle, tell us why we want to go to the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, you want to go to the Pilot and Flying J because they want to be your oasis out there on the road. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out all about the great amenities, the My Rewards Plus app, and how you can get great offers and earn all kinds of points at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. That's pilotflyingj.com.
You betcha. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And in the meantime, we're going to drift on up here. Is that you, Denise? Okay. We just lost whoever the caller was, so call back. I think that was Denise, but it is what it is, and we'll get that caller back. But I want to tell you that coming up, okay, there we go. Is that you, Denise? Okay, all right. Well, I don't know what happened, but the phone decided.
I don't either.
The phone decided to tap dance. All right, real quick here, Tucker Carlson, 3-minute video last night, a podcast that popped up out of nowhere.
Well, I wouldn't say it popped up out of nowhere, but what he's basically saying is that he's reaching out to all the kind, good, decent
yep.
people out there, and that there are a lot of them, and then find them and hold on to them.
Yep, yep, and... he actually sent that, and this is kind of a clue as to what might be going on in the future. He actually sent that to Christopher Ruddy at Newsmax. So hold that thought. We'll talk about that and a lot more when we come back here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And that might be a sign of things to come. Well, we'll see. But in the meantime, we'll be right back with more.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.